In many, many of our businesses today, we have what we refer to as a shutvus of a partnership between a Jew and a non-Jew. And you may not realize that you are involved in some of these kinds of apparatus, but you really are. For example, if you own stocks in a company, that company continues to manage its businesses and its affairs on Shabbos. But you are getting dividends from the work that's being done on Shabbos also. Now, you may not realize it. I just put money in the stock market. I didn't realize that anything is happening. But I'm making money because of what's being done on Shabbos itself. And say, for example, on Pesach, the same thing. Am I allowed to own stock in General Mills over Pesach? When, after all, if I own stock in General Mills, that means I own a portion of the chametz that General Mills is producing over Pesach. And when they make a sale over Pesach, I'm making money on that sale. Now, granted, I'm making a very small amount of money because I only have 5 shares in the company, but still, I'm making money from chametz on Pesach itself, or I'm making money from a business that is running on Shabbos itself. So let's begin with the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Beis. I forgot to put it on here, but the Gemara says as follows. Hanhu morikai de'oved kochavim. If you have field owners, nakid b'shabata v'yisrael b'chav b'shabata, and we make an arrangement, we have a field, and you can work the field every day, but we're going to lose out because Shabbos I can't work. So I make an arrangement where I say, de'oved kochavim is going to do the work on Shabbos, and then I will do the work on Sunday. So we have an arrangement. Whatever you get is for you on Shabbos. Whatever I get on Sunday is for me. Okay. Says the Gemara, Asu l'kame de Rava. They asked Rava whether this is allowed, and he said that it was permissible. Esve Ravina le Rava. Ravina asked Rava, and he says, is that really true that this is allowed? We have a brisa that says it shouldn't be allowed. And the Gemara says that the only time it's allowed is where hisnu me'ikara. The only time it's allowed is when I have a partner. My partner is not Jewish, and at the time that we bought the field together, we said to each other, listen, we're going to make an arrangement. Shabbos, the field is yours. Sunday, the field is mine. But if this happened later on, meaning I have my own field, and then all of a sudden I realize Shabbos is a problem, so I go and I sell it off for Shabbos, that the dividend should go to a non-Jew, that is when the Gemara says that would be problematic. Now, what do you do in many of the businesses of today where you have, let's say, I own real estate? I can't shut down the business for Shabbos, correct? What am I going to do? Kick out all the tenants on Shabbos, not take any rent on Shabbos? It doesn't make sense. But what am I going to do? Then I'm not allowed to make money, or I'm not allowed to run my business affairs on Shabbos. How do I deal with that? This is a really serious problem that exists in all of our communities. Now, you may not yet be in the business sector, so you don't realize how much of a problem it is that so many of the businesses that we have to run on Shabbos. And the question is, how do we deal with that? Right? Management companies, nursing homes, all these are very Jewish businesses, real estate. And the question is, what do we do with it? So there was a big discussion about creating what we refer to as a shtar mechira. Shtar mechira should not be so foreign to us because I'm sure many of you are about to do a mechiras chametz. You have chametz in your possession. You're not allowed to have it over Pesach. So you write out a shtar mechira. You sell. Some people mistakenly think you're selling your chametz to the rabbi. You're not. The rabbi doesn't want your chametz either. You're giving the rabbi permission. You're giving him basically the power of attorney to then sell your chametz on your behalf. But you're not selling it to him. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the non-Jew. But the rabbi is the one who's doing the representative act on behalf of all of us, and we give him the power of attorney to sell it on our behalf. So here, the same way we have that loophole by Pesach of doing a mechiras chametz and somehow getting around the problem of Ba'yirel Ba'yimatze, there was a suggestion that maybe we should figure out how to do a shtar mechira. The Gemara here says that if I own a field, I'm not allowed to go to a non-Jew afterward and say, you know, let's make a deal and, you know, let's do this, let's do that. But here, if I actually make a shtar mechira, which means I sell the business to him, not just that I make some kind of arrangement, but I write on a document and I have an official piece of paper, a legal document that says the business and all the proceeds that come out of the business go to you on Shabbos, is that something that we would allow or perhaps not? That is a major discussion. There are those who think, look, we have to be okay with this because there is no other way around it. How are we going to have businesses run if, after all, they can't run on Shabbos and we can't shut them down? I'm not telling anyone here what to do, but my father is of the opinion that he's very opposed, based on Rav Soloveitchik, very opposed to shtari mechira. He thinks that it's wrong, but there are legitimate opinions who feel that it's okay. What I want to show you here is some of the discussion that happened over the last 80 years with regard to the Shtar Mechira. If you look in the Sefer Sri De'esh was Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg. What does the Sefer actually mean? Sri De'esh means? A Sarid means what? Someone who survived the fire. He was a survivor of the war. And Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg has a Tshuva Sefer that is called Sri De'esh, those who survived the terrible fires of Auschwitz and Birkenau. So he writes here in one of his Tshuvas that somebody wrote to him about making a Shtar Mechira for Shabbos. I have a business and I need it to run and I can't just shut it down. What am I going to do? So he says, Hine kodem hamalchama. He tells a story and he says, before the war, kishahayisi rav bi'ir pil vishki asher belita. He says, I lived in Lithuania and I was the rabbi in the city of Pil Vishki. Hiftzirabar balabatim shebi'iri, the businessmen of my community were trying to pressure me, lahatur lahem esavod of Shabbos, to allow them to have their businesses running on Shabbos, ayidei shtar shutvos ima'akum, in order that they should write some kind of agreement with a non-Jew, and then they would split the proceeds or whatever they would do. Vitanu, and they said, shebi'im lo atur lahem, if I'm not going to allow them to have this arrangement with a non-Jew, yiu mechrachim l'chalas haShabbos, we're going to have to go to work ourselves. So either you allow us to write the Shtar Mechira where we can share the business with a non-Jew, or whatever, we're going to have to go to work. Hine Arav Shahaya Lefanai Be'iri, the rabbi that was in the town before me, Lo Ratza Lahatur B'Shem Ofen, did not want to allow it. Le'umazeh, he says, on the opposing side of it, Hagon Rab Tzvi Mahifis, I don't know who he is, Av Bezna Be'ir Vilkashviki, I don't know what this is called, Asmucha Le'Pilshivski, he says, there was another town right next door to our town, and that rabbi said it was okay. And he said, I didn't know what to do. So what am I going to do? I come into this position. People are coming to me and saying, if you're not going to allow us to sell the business for Shabbos, we're just going to go to work ourselves. So what should I do? So he says, Vasi ayidezeh b'mevucha gedola. I was very confused. I was very conflicted. And I hear both sides of the argument. I don't know what to do. He says, Nasati l'Radin. I went to Radin, which was the town of Chafetz Chaim. And I went there, Lishal as Piagon Hatzadik Bala Chafetz Chaim. I went to ask the Chafetz Chaim himself, Mala Asos, what should I do? I'm the rabbi. The businessmen in my community are pressuring me. I don't know what to say. Hagon Vahatzadik Amarli. He said, the Chafetz Chaim responded, She'ein hu rotza la'achriya bedavar zeh, that he doesn't want to give an opinion on this matter. Me'achar she'esh panim l'kan u'l'kan. He says there are legitimate opinions in both directions. Some say, yes, we have no choice but to make a Shtar Mechira just like we do on Pesach. We should do it for Shabbos as well. And others said, absolutely not. Lefikach, eini yachal lekabel achrayus b'davar zeh. Therefore, the Chafetz Chaim said, I am not prepared to take responsibility for you making a Shtar Mechira in your town. Besof davar haya, the end of the story was, shegam ani hechmarti ve'asarti, because of the hesitation of the Chafetz Chaim, I did not feel comfortable giving a heter myself, and therefore in my community I did not allow it. You look at the next entry here, which is the Chalkas Yaakov, that is Rabbi Yaakov Breish, who was also, after the Holocaust, he writes, "B'medinos halalu, de'haparutz meruba ala omed b'kdusha Shabbos b'avon usenu harabin." He says, if you look around in our communities, you will see that there was such a lack of seriousness that we have toward the observance of Shabbos, she'ein laso shum heter mechira o shut v'semakom. Therefore, he says, because of the lack of seriousness that we have Shabbos, therefore he says, I would say that we should not have a Shtar Mechira for Shabbos at all, because people are making a total joke out of Shabbos as a result of it, and therefore he says, I will not be a part of it. And Rav Moshe writes in a Tshuva as well, Ein Daiti Nocha Mizeh, he says that I was not comfortable with having these arrangements for Shabbos, because I felt that this is a complete zilzal to Shabbos, and therefore even if it's a legitimate Mechira, even if you're actually going to sell it in a really bona fide way, still, Rav Moshe writes in a Tshuva, this was not something that he was comfortable with. And the Bir Halacha writes in Siman Reish Mem Vav, Va'boteach v'Hashem, somebody who is boteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that my business is going to survive, so he will have a bracha just from the fact that he has bitachon, and hopefully that will help him. Now again, as we said, there are legitimate opinions who disagree, but there's a strong sentiment in the poskim in the last 80 years who feel that to make a Shtar Mechira for Shabbos may not be appropriate. Now, let's move from there, because I assume most of us in the room do not have our own businesses and don't have to worry about this right now. Hopefully someday you might. But the question then becomes, it is possible that some of us in the room own stocks in a company. And what do you do about stocks? So let's see what the poskim say about stocks. So you look in the Igros Moshe here, in Ebene Ezer Chelek Aleph, where he writes the following, Bidvar Likach shares meha companies. Right? Rav Moshe wants to know, am I allowed to buy shares in a company? So I want to buy shares in a stock that is a non-Jewish company, but I want to be a shareholder in their company. Now, what does it mean to be a shareholder, says Rav Moshe? To be a shareholder basically means I own a portion of this company. Hachazinan shenispashe beheter. We see everybody's trading money on the stock market. Doesn't that mean that obviously this is allowed? V'hatam pashut. And he says the reason why it's allowed is simple. She'ein lahachshiv es hakonim shares shehu rak mashu humei hamischar. She'ein lahem shum de'a b'mischar. Says Rav Moshe, if I buy a share in a company, let's say General Mills, right? I buy a share in the company and they run over Shabbos. Microsoft, right? They're not stopping the production line on Shabbos. They're selling, they're doing everything that they normally would do. Now, Schechter buys a share for $200 a share. Yeah, you know how many shares there are? I mean, I have no idea, but you know how many shares there are? Millions. So how much of a say do I have in the company? The answer is? What? Zero. And if I would show up and knock on the door of Microsoft and say, hey, I'm a shareholder, it's Schechter here, they'd say, all right, we don't care. What do you mean? Excuse me, I'm a shareholder. I have an opinion. I think the production line should be running differently, and I think you should fire this employee or that one. You should get a new CEO. You know what, Schechter? You can sell your stock and get away from us. We don't care about what you say. They're not interested in what I have to say, nor do they have to answer to me. I have zero say in the company. And therefore, he says, he says, I have nothing in that company. And therefore, he says, when we talk about a shareholder, as far as a company that's doing work on Shabbos, I am such an insignificant part of that enterprise that it actually wouldn't make a difference at all. What if I bought 1,000 shares, 5,000 shares, and now I happen to be a major shareholder in the company? So Rav Moshe says it depends. If you get to a point where you are actually in a position where if they were going to have a new CEO of the company, they would have to consult with you, then, says Rav Moshe, that's a very different story. That would be a very different story. Look here in Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelek Dalet, if you look here in the last entry, Im Yodea, Diderech HaChaveru Susha Amenalim Osim Hanhalas HaEsek Rak Al Das Atzman. If we know, says Rav Moshe, that even a majority shareholder, but the understanding of the company is that the CEO and all the administrative executives in the team have a right to make decisions without the shareholders agreeing with it. Now, shareholder always has a right to sell their shares and leave. You don't like the way we run the affairs of the company, you can leave. But if the structure of the company is such that even if I'm a 50% shareholder, I still am not entitled to an opinion because I don't actually work in the company, then says Rav Moshe, even if I have many, even if I'm a majority shareholder, that wouldn't be a problem for Shabbos either because I'm still not considered to be the owner of the company. Now, for all intents and purposes, I'm making lots of money on the company, but I have no say. I have no say. And even if I showed up into the office or into the factory, the warehouse, I wouldn't have a say at all. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, in such a case, he thinks that that would be permissible. However, if you do have a company where they would have the obligation to take the opinions of the shareholders into consideration, or at least take the opinions of the major shareholders into consideration, then, says Rav Moshe, that's a very different reality. Then, of course, that would change. But he says, in most companies, that's certainly not the way it goes, and everyone has the right to sell their shares and leave from this agreement at any point that they wish. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, that is why we would assume that there would be no problem to receive money from the stocks that are going to be traded or the money that's going to be made on Shabbos itself. Even though it means my money is making money on Shabbos and I'm doing business, that would still be something that would be permissible.